August 8th, 1990. They were going to kill Phoebe. Orion was frantic to get to her and warn her. He'd been trying to call her, but some asshole was on the phone and wouldn't get off the line. He tried to have the operator break through, and whoever it was had rudely refused. "It's not an emergency. Tell my sister's boyfriend he can wait." When he got his hands on Cassandra, he was going to beat the hell out of her. And since he was trapped until nightfall, there was nothing he could do. He didn't dare go to Apollyme or try to use her mirror for fear of her telling his father, either. Damn it! This had been the longest day of his life. By the time the sun set and he could leave, he felt as if he'd been flayed alive. He headed straight to her apartment. Normally, he'd never approach her door. He called from a payphone with a pre-designed ring code, and she'd come out to meet him. But he was too scared to wait. As he ran down her street, a car passed him, and someone inside it waved at him. Too late, he realized it was Phoebe. Panting and terrified, he stopped dead in his tracks. "Phoebe!" he projected his thoughts. "Stop the car! Get out!" The car exploded in a bright burst of light, raining shrapnel through the neighborhood and knocking him from his feet. Temporarily blinded and with his ears ringing, Orion lay on the sidewalk, stunned. No. No, that didn't just happen. It couldn't have. His heart pounded so fast and furiously that he couldn't breathe. Pain and grief racked him. They left him paralyzed and shredded until he heard the tiniest whimpering sound. Phoebe? He wiped at his tears and teleported to the wreckage, not giving a fuck who saw him. His stomach heaved at the sight of the mangled bodies. "Please don't be my Phoebe." "Ori?" He turned to find her a few feet away. His world stopped as he realized that the blast had thrown her from the car into a nearby pole. He ran to her side and knelt down to pull her into his arms. She was bleeding profusely. While it might not have killed her on detonation, it was killing her slowly. There was no way she'd survive. There was too much damage. Every daemon instinct he had told him that. He could hear her vitals slowing. It was what allowed him to know the precise moment when he could take over a soul to feed on it. "Phoebe." She was so weak, she could barely focus on his face. "Marry me." With the tiniest laugh, she nodded and gasped. Knowing she was too weak to bite him on her own, Orion used his fangs to rip into his own wrist and held it to her lips. He lifted her up so that she could drink his blood. At first he thought he'd lost her, that he'd waited too long or not gotten there in time, but after a few seconds, he felt her grip tighten. Felt her lips strengthen as she sucked and licked harder. His arm began to glow. Too late, he remembered that he'd had the power to save her life without resorting to this. Damn it! Why hadn't he thought of that? But he hadn't used those powers in centuries. So used to hiding what he could do because of the way the others reacted, he'd all but forgotten them. "I'm so sorry, Phoebe." In that moment, he hated himself. He'd turned her into a monster for nothing.
"Orion?"
Heartbroken, he brushed the blood from her lips with his thumb. "I'm right here."
"Where's my mother and sister?"
He shielded her eyes from their bodies. "They didn't make it, sweetie." Tears welled in her eyes. Sirens began to wail, and too late, Orion realized the size of the crowd around them, all staring. The prudent thing would be to try a spell or fuck it. Let the human mind rationalize it as space aliens or whatever psychosis they wanted to name it, mass hysteria, hallucination. They had more excuses than stars in the heavens. It wasn't his concern. Phoebe was. His only concern was making sure she didn't get taken to a hospital where they wouldn't understand her now daemon blood. So with that thought, he used his powers to teleport her to the one place he knew she'd be safe. The only place where his father couldn't find her or hurt her. Elysia. The minute they made an appearance inside the secure underground facility, alarms went off. Orion cringed at the piercing shriek that threatened to shatter his already abused eardrums. Phoebe covered her ears and cringed against his shoulder. Braden, along with 24 guards, came running with weapons drawn to surround him. Orion took their panic in stride. "Well, I'd put my hands up, but I don't think Phoebe would appreciate it." Braden rolled his eyes. "Jeez, Ori, what are you doing here?"
"I've come to ask a favor, and I need a doctor."
Braden's gaze went to Phoebe.
"You know our laws."
"And I know what you owe me. You know what you owe me. I need this from you. Don't make me beg. Worse, don't make me angry."
Braden only hesitated for 3 heartbeats before he nodded, then motioned for the guards to lay aside their weapons.
"Follow me."
Orion glanced down at Phoebe as she began whimpering in pain.
"Stay with me. Agape muy.
My head hurts so much."
She twisted her fist in his shirt.
"I know. It's the soul. Just breathe through it."
Once they reached the infirmary, Orion followed Braden into a room in the back and laid her down on the hospital bed. He stepped back as a stern-looking female doctor came in.
"We don't treat demons,"
Braden snorted.
"You will treat this one."
"Why is he so special?"
"He built the facility you're standing in."
Her jaw went slack.
"Excuse me?"
Hands on hips, Orion smirked.
"You heard him. I'll kick your ass if you don't."
She gaped.
"Yeah, you heard me. I bought into equal rights. You're an Appellite, means you're more than capable of fighting back, and my fiancé's life means a lot more to me than yours does. Save it or lose your own."
Irritated at him, she reached for a pair of latex gloves and made a grand show of putting them on before she went to tend to Phoebe.
"Is he always that big a dick?"
"No,"
Phoebe said, panting and weak.
"Sometimes he's worse."
That succeeded in making the doctor laugh. Shaking her head, she forgot about Orion as she began tending to Phoebe's injuries, which was more than fine with him. Satisfied that the doctor wouldn't hurt her, he left them alone and stepped outside the room to speak with Braden. Tall and blonde, he was almost even in height with Orion, like almost all Appellites. Since they were direct descendants of Apollo, the blonde hair was almost always a staple, though through the centuries, some of them, such as Phoebe's family, had married humans or other creatures, so it wasn't unheard of to meet an Appellite with reddish hair or even a brunette. Still, it wasn't considered normal for an Appellite to be anything other than blonde, and they were almost always tall and brown-eyed. Braden and his kinsmen had been civic leaders here in Elysia since Orion and Davin had helped them establish the huge underground bunker back in the early days of America, back when Theo's daughter had fallen in love with an Appellite who had wanted a safe haven for his family to hide. Because they were Cult of Pollux followers, Orion had known better than to ask his father about bringing them into Colossus. Since the night they'd mourned Tanis, the COP had been banned from their domain, and if anyone mentioned it to Stryker, they came up short a pair of fangs and testicles. Because he and Davin had helped them establish their city and were quick to come if they had any kind of trouble with daemons who didn't abide by their laws, they were given special privileges, like being able to come here even though daemons were banned. Orion arched a brow at him.
"Aren't you gonna ask what you're gonna ask?"
"What do you mean?"
"I know you heard what Phoebe is to me. Aren't you curious?"
Braden nodded.
"That and why you brought her here, because if I take her home, my father will kill her."
Orion let out a tired breath.
"In all these centuries, I've never asked for anything or any kind of payment. I'm asking now."
"You know it's forbidden."
"So is my helping you, yet here I am."
He gave Braden a pointed stare. At least he had the good sense to look shamefaced.
"Come on, Braden. I know you have the ability to bend some of the rules. Phoebe's harmless. She's never taken a soul, and she never will. I swear to you, she's half-human. More a babe than the infants here. She's not even tasted blood to live on, not until tonight, when I forced her to drink mine to save her life."
His eyes
widened. Half-human?
He nodded. Another reason I don't dare take her near Colossus.
Brayden didn't say a word. He headed straight into the room. Urien went after him. The doctor had Phoebe covered by a sheet. She was still pale, but some of her wounds were beginning to heal. However, the doctor held a peculiar expression on her face.
Millicent, she's part human, she blurted out,
cutting him off. She met Orion's gaze with an incredulous gape.
You saved the life of a half-human Appellite?
I love her.
That's what she said. And I told her you were a bastard. Then she quickly informed me that I didn't know you at all.
He didn't know why, but those words sent a warmth through him, the likes of which he'd never known before.
Is she going to be okay?
She shouldn't be. I don't know what's in your blood, boy, but yeah, I think she'll pull through.
Brayden crossed his arms over his chest.
You think she's dangerous?
Millicent didn't hesitate with her answer.
No, not at all. She strikes me as the kind of person who picks a spider up on a napkin and releases it out the back door instead of killing it.
She jerked her chin toward Urien.
He's the one who's lethal.
She was right about that.
Only when crossed.
Or annoyed. Which was probably most of the time and easily done, but that was another matter. Brayden let out a tired sigh.
All right, then. So long as she only feeds from you, Urien, she can stay. But she can't leave here.
I'll make sure that she knows that.
Very well, then. We'll make sure she's taken care of and given a place to stay.
Thank you. And Davin and I will make sure you have extra protection.
You better, because I'm holding you both personally responsible for everything she does.